I may be a new senator in this building, but I bring 18 years of job creation in the state of Wisconsin to this task force. I've seen firsthand how laws passed in Madison have a direct impact on our abilities to hire people in our districts. When I was first elected, I thought, well, I'll be the voice of job creators in the legislature. I'll have that great opportunity. Well, that opportunity was dashed right off the start. In February, this legislature passed more than $1 billion in new taxes on Wisconsin employers without one single public hearing, with no input from job creators, $1 billion, 398 pages, passed in less than 72 hours along partisan lines. In the midst of one of the worst recessions in generations, no one, and I repeat, no one bothered to talk to a single job creator. You'd think that perhaps since February, members of my opposing party might have learned their lesson. Perhaps they picked up the Journal Sentinel and read how combined reporting affected 400 plus jobs at Harley-Davidson, or how Thomas Industries in Sheboygan are leaving the state and going to Louisiana based on the business climate in the state. You might think that they would have learned something from those two examples. But members of the majority party have said that the legislation we have passed has little or no negative impact on job creation in the state of Wisconsin. Well, now either they don't get it, which is dangerous, or they don't care, which is extremely egregious. Last week, the Joint Finance Committee at 5:30, everybody knows the time, passed the budget, which contains billions of dollars in new spending and new taxes. Many of the most damaging changes were introduced to my Republican colleagues only hours before they were asked to vote on them. Once again, Democrats passed these damaging tax and spending increases without any concern for how they would affect our economy or the workers in Wisconsin. It is this reckless disregard for Wisconsin workers that has caused my colleague Representative Zipper and I to create the Wisconsin Jobs Now Task Force. Today's report is a product of a discussion with more than 150 of our constituents throughout the state. Senator Sullivan's constituents in Milwaukee, Senator Hansen's constituents in Green Bay, Senator Kreitler, Senator Vinehout, members of the majority party. This is the discussion that we've had with your constituents. Now, while there are a number of Republican colleagues standing with us today, I want to be clear. This is not an alternative to the budget. This is not Republican and it's not Democrat. This report is the work and the words of job creators throughout the state. This is what they've said. Hopefully, this report will be used by Republicans and Democrats alike over the course of the next few days as we review the Joint Finances recommendations. It will hopefully serve as a tool for them to see there are consequences to your legislation. This is what the people that we're here to represent have told us. Now it's my honor to turn over the conference to Representative Zipper.
Thank you. Well, thank you for coming here today, and thank you, Senator Hopper. I got involved in the task force for many of the same reasons you just heard. There was a significant concern on the part of myself and a number of members of the assembly that the voice of job creators simply was not being heard as policy was being made. And in an economy where jobs are being lost at an alarming rate daily, we thought we needed to get out into the public and talk with the folks who are working in the real world to create jobs. We wanted to gather their ideas and gather their input, while too often they were being shut out from the process here. So in compiling the report, we went straight to them. We went to Green Bay, we went to Eau Claire, we went to Brown Deer and met with the business leaders there. And the report came up with some ideas in their own words. As you thumb through the reports, you can see many of the statements are direct statements from the job creators that we talked to. And They certainly had complaints and concerns about what was going on here, but perhaps more importantly, they had ideas of how we could move our state forward as we look ahead to how do we create jobs, how do we get our economy moving again. And what were some of those ideas? First of all, they brought attention to the concern of the tax climate here in the state. Higher taxes mean fewer jobs. And they wanted us to know that, simply put, the idea is right. If you reduce income taxes, if you reduce equipment taxes, if you don't allow the capital gains taxes to be increased, it will be much easier for them to create jobs here in our state. They brought up concerns about red tape and how difficult it is to get a permit. They suggested federalizing regulations and making the permitting process faster and easier to access through the internet. They brought up concerns about education in our state and how we're going to train a 21st century workforce. They want to build on and improve some of the ties between the business community and the UW system. Here there were cases where there were relationships that are working and continue to work between the UW, between the technical colleges, and the business community and the job creators, and we need to build on that. They also suggested developing a task force that will out there and actively recruit businesses to bring jobs to our state. As we've heard some of the job losses of Thomas Industries and others, the job creators have suggested getting aggressive on our own part, going out there, going around the country, finding businesses that may consider locating here, letting them know of the advantages of coming to our state. The job creators know that a strong economy requires affordable health care. They wanted to help get assistance promoting pooling for small businesses, eliminating raids on the patient's compensation fund and the hospital tax that are going to drive up their costs. And they want to help consumers and patients have more information to drive their own care, both on cost and quality. And finally, they said what we have to do is first do no harm. We have to stop a number of the anti-job proposals that are currently being considered in the legislature. The wage lien proposal, joint and several liability changes, prevailing wage changes, the auto insurance minimum changes. These are a number of the proposals that are currently pending in the legislature that frankly scare business leaders into concern about where they will be going in the future. So through all of these stories we heard, without a doubt, the entrepreneurial spirit in Wisconsin is alive and well. There are men and women out there trying to create jobs from one-person shops working out of their own garage or their own bedroom office to multinational, multi-state corporations. And they all have the same drive to try to succeed and succeed here in Wisconsin. They just want a legislature and a state that will work with them, not against them, in these difficult times. And with that, I want to turn that over to one of the men who are out there trying to create jobs and help our state and his business grow, John Radke from BioResearch, Inc.